Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Roger. He didn't give me a topic, so wanted to cover the latest shenanigans in Canada. The country is an absolute car wreck. Recently, the government passed Bill C-18, which forces Google and Meta to pay Canadian newspaper companies money for sharing their links on their platforms and search engines. You see, the Trudeau government is trying to strong-arm big tech companies. It wants to force them to pay for Canadian content because they know that eventually the Conservative government's going to get elected at some point. And then they'll scrap government subsidies to the legacy media, and it'll go bankrupt as a result. So they'll pretty much lose their propaganda arm. So they want Meta and Google to pay for simply sharing links to government propaganda content. Both companies have just decided to remove the links and block the government content entirely. And Trudeau is disappointed. Bill C-18 is only one of three bills in the pipeline. The other one is C-11, the Online Streaming Act. They also want to force Google, Amazon, Hulu, and others to pay to produce Canadian content and rejig their algorithms, so it's at the top of the Canadians' video feeds. I would love it if YouTube just decided this was all too much and they left the country entirely. The same with the other platforms. Then Canadians would be super pissed off and vote the Trudeau government out of office. Imagine the average person not being able to pacify their kids with YouTube videos anymore, or Canadian YouTubers losing their livelihoods. Of course, most people would simply use VPNs to get around such practices, and thus there would be a great firewall of Canada in place. Not from inside the country, but from outside, because no one would want to risk getting sued by the Canadian government for not following its command and control government policies. The last piece of legislation is the Online Safety Act, and that one would criminalize online hate speech. That's the one I'm most worried about because I know the government would claim that my channel is hate speech, even though I've received only one strike in 3 to 4 years for a hate speech from YouTube. I won't be safe when that happens and leaving the country, even if only temporarily, the law has changed back, might actually be my best option. Leaving might be the only course of action if I want to avoid fines and prison time. Another messed up thing about this country is the immigration policy. There's a YouTuber named Angry Canadian Immigrants, and I put a link in the description to one of his videos. He pretty much says this country is where the hopes and dreams of immigrants are turned into real estate appreciation. There are not enough homes for the over 500,000 immigrants each year, and they're not planning on building enough. Plus, there aren't enough doctors as well, and you have to wait 6 months to a year to see a specialist. And you might die in the meantime. But remember, medical care is free. Free, but you have to wait forever. Some Canadians trying to get away from the high real estate prices in major cities have moved to rural areas, where some have now waited 10 years to get a regular doctor. There are also forest fires caused in part due to cutbacks in firefighting, as well as those feminist firefighters. The government is saying it's mostly because of global warming, but you don't see the same thing in the United States and Mexico now, do you? With more and more immigrants, it's about increasing nominal GDP. More people consume services like food, electricity, and gas heating, as well as food and phone services. Basic houses in major centers like Toronto are $1 to $2 million, and this charade of increased immigration without enough housing being built has been going on for 20 years now, with no housing correction in sight. The new Canadian dream is to make enough money working in Canada to leave and live in Mexico. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to Canada's cucked clown world show. I haven't even started talking about central bank digital currencies yet. Wait until the government here implements those. If you force them on people and try to control people's spending habits so they spend money on things that bring in more tax revenue for the government, then it's going to be time to leave. This is mostly a nation of immigrants, and many will simply split to America with a good job offer and citizenship. I'm seeing tons of videos within the last 6 months to a year from people in India, Russia, China, and other countries making videos about how terrible immigration experiences have been in this country for the last 5 to 10 years. Maybe that's why the Canadian government wants to censor Canadian YouTubers, so the rest of the world doesn't figure out what's going on inside of it. That could also be a reason why they want to create content that people see on their main YouTube feeds. They want to flood their stuff so that people don't see the real stuff. That they want to tell YouTube what to show Canadians and what not to show us. I'm glad that Google and Facebook have been standing up to the crazy Canadian agenda out there when it comes to news. Hopefully they do the same with regards to videos. One Canadian recently stood up against the whole woke agenda by getting violent recently. At the University of Waterloo, which is about an hour west of Toronto, an attacker used a pointy metal device on two gender studies students and their teacher. It's a horrible crime and inexcusable, but it's going to have the effect of scaring students, mostly female ones, from taking such programs in the future. Eventually, people will stop coming to such programs entirely if they fear their safety. Eventually, immigrants too, as Canadian cities become housing unaffordable, and we're seeing tons of new violent homeless people everywhere assaulting everybody. The Toronto Transit Commission is seeing its ridership numbers crash due to violence. We also have a new mayor in Toronto, Olivia Chow, and she's planning on destroying one of only four freeways in the city, taking people into downtown, meaning that many people working in the office towers downtown won't be able to drive down on a workday. The traffic is already now some of the worst in North America. Plus, she's thinking of raising property taxes that people can already barely afford. The malls in the west part of Toronto and parts of Mississauga, which I'm nestled between, are dying. And they're losing their anchor stores, and people can't afford new clothing and electronics because 99% of their money is going towards food, transportation, and housing. If you're in Canada under the age of 35 or 40 and don't own property, as far as I can tell, the only moonshot for you at this point might be Bitcoin in the next few years. At the end of 2025, close to the high, which I won't time perfectly, I'll probably sell it all and go short. There's a fund called BITI that allows you to short Bitcoin. This isn't financial advice, but since the halving cycle is predictable for Bitcoin, I'm fairly content that going long right now is a good thing for the next two and a half years. And then going short for about another year is also a solid thing to do. If I'm right, I can walk away being a multi-multi-millionaire with enough FU money in both the traditional and digital finance sectors to get property in Canada, have traditional financial assets and tech stocks, and still have a boatload of crypto. That'll allow me to remain in Canada while setting up a second residence in the United States. I'll be able to go on my adventures and hire an editor for my videos. That might also allow me to make travel videos from a MGTOW perspective on a daily basis. At that point, I'm even thinking of showing my face and seeing if I can get on Fresh and Fit and Just Burly Things, as well as whatever else is out there. The idea is to project a creative, original lifestyle that's going to make the leftoids jealous. I know much of my power to influence people comes from being anonymous. But many of you see that showing yourself so long as you can show off your status, along with intellect and physical health, can lead to even greater influence. As for Canada, there's also the MAID program recently, where the government will let you end your life if you're simply depressed and nothing more. Add this in with Canada being a scam for new immigrants, soon to limit freedom of speech, freeze your bank account if you criticize the government, and potentially steal your money with CBDCs if you buy the wrong things, and you can see that it's quickly becoming a sinking ship. Immigrants are being tricked into coming here to maintain a housing shortage, to make existing homeowners wealthy. You think prices of housing are crazy in America, you haven't seen Canada yet. Canada is a great country if you're rich, except for the healthcare services. But now the governments are starting to allow private ones. But if you're rich, you can just pay to go down to the United States to a private hospital and see that private doctor. The new Canadian dream for many is to make a remote Canadian income but live in Mexico or Europe. Or be rich in Canada and be insulated to some extent from the rising prices. Don't get me started on the sad state of affairs of women in Canada. Living in feminist Canada is like playing life on hard mode when it comes to love and relationships. For many here, the dream is no longer about owning a home and having a family, but simply being out of debt and becoming financially independent. I think it's going to get a lot worse over the next few years, and that maybe in 5 to 10 years the immigrants will stop coming, and that the real estate market will finally crash. But no one knows for certain what's going to happen. I've just spent this talk explaining to you what's happening right now. If you're living in Canada and want to pipe in on your experience, then please do so in the comments section below. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Roger for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Canada smashes its new immigrants in their schwing-schwings, and they won't even know it until they get here and try to make it for a couple of years. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that expect men in Canada to have six-figure salaries when the average is only $50,000 a year away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.